Buzzcast.
Hello, I'm your host Michael Lehman, and this is the third installment of the PDC05 Buzzcast. This week I'm here with Charles Torrey, and we're talking about PDC. So, Charles, you were the guy who built the PDC site for Channel 9.
Yep.
So what's happening over at Channel 9? What cool stuff are people doing on the PDC site at Channel 9 this week?
Well, I mean, so far we've got one user-submitted image for the, what are they called? The flares.
Flare?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So far we have one person submitted one. We'd like to see more.
Okay.
It's pretty easy to make one and upload it, just like you do any other image.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I'm going to want to make sure that it's a good image, so no one's going to be able to see it until it's been approved by an admin.
That's right.
So anyway, there's one of those. There's not a whole lot going on. A lot of what's going on, actually, is downloading of the starter kits. So there's about 600, 700 total downloads right now.
Oh, cool.
Most of them C#.
Okay.
Probably about 120, 130 or VB. The rest is C#. And we're getting a heck of a lot of people putting flares on their sites.
Oh, that's cool.
Both the contest and the PDC, which, yeah, very cool.
I saw the top-rated site, though, was people clicking through from Scoble's site.
What a big surprise. Hey, I'm not that bad. I'm about 34 on Carmine.
Oh, that's
cool. Which is interesting. I didn't think many people read my blog.
You never know, you know?
You never know.
That's cool. In fact, I've seen some entries in the blogging contest as well.
Yes. There's about, what, 3 or 4 now?
Right, exactly. And this has been some really good questions. If you haven't, you know, looked at the site lately about the blogging contest and the shareware contest, a lot of people have been asking really good questions. Can I do this?
Sure.
Can I do that? And I think we've kept up pretty well in trying to keep them in the loop as to what's going on.
Totally. And, you know, it's really important to point out that you don't need to have a blog to enter the blogging contest.
Okay, so how do you enter if you don't have a blog?
Post it. Make a post on that thread.
All right.
Right? Go ahead and post why you want to go to the PDC. Use Channel 9 as your quote-unquote blog, even though it's not. Just post it in that forum.
So how desperate,
we will read it.
How desperate do you have to be? I mean,
yeah.
You know, have you read some of the entries?
Actually, I haven't had a lot of time to read those entries, so no. But I don't think, I guess desperate would be one way to win.
You know, it might be.
Be creative. Be
exactly.
Original.
That's right. I think perhaps being eloquent or convincing, telling us why you should absolutely be the person.
Totally.
Since we're giving away only one ticket for the blogging contest.
Yeah. And then, of course, the coding contest. I'm looking forward to seeing people upload some very interesting shareware.
Right. In fact, I'm actually working on a sample shareware app to upload so people can see how the uploading process should look, what their final entry should look like. So hopefully before the end of the month, we'll have a sample up there so people can see what they should send back to us. Because specifically, they shouldn't send us source code. They're going to send us binaries and a screenshot.
Okay. So no source code.
No source code.
And why is that?
Because we want people's shareware apps, and we want to make sure that people feel completely comfortable that they're just entering their apps in our contest, and that their apps still belong completely to them.
They do. Okay, interesting. I guess
we're taking the rights to be able to show it to people should they win the contest, but we're not taking rights to their application.
Okay, so I probably need to make some modifications in the code to not show them our upload agreement before they upload their app then.
Oh, okay.
Because we basically say, you don't...
what's yours is ours? Okay,
yeah,
well...
You upload it, it's no longer yours.
Okay.
It's in the public domain now.
Yeah,
so,
I believe the contest rules are very specific, saying that...
But
that
I do have a link to the contest rules.
Right,
so I'll remove the... basically, the way I designed it was, whenever you try to upload something, especially if it's going to contain binary code, we make you go through a little... EULA kind of experience,
right.
So that you're basically saying, I understand that this is in the public domain and everybody can use it as they would like.
Right.
So for this particular case, we should probably make a modification.
Right, absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with being open and honest about it.
No, of course. I mean,
this is fun. We have to talk.
That's right. Developers develop, and developers develop bugs.
You got it.
Of all kinds.
You better believe it. Even legal ones.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Anything else? Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Developer powered.
Yes.
What's happening over at Developer Powered?
Developer Powered, yeah, there's something interesting going on there. There's this little thing that happens on this thing where some interesting thing will happen when you click on it.
So you have to like go look around for
you
something
have to go look around.
For a non sequitur on that site and
check it out. Yeah, go to Developer Powered, play around. And enjoy what you find.
Oh, cool. Now, there's a link to that from the Channel 9 site, which is channel9.msdn.com/PDC.
Yes.
And it's developerpowered.com, right?
Yeah, definitely, developerpowered.com. Is there a link from Channel 9? If there's not, there should be.
Well, there certainly is a link from the Channel 9 PDC site.
Okay, there is.
On the sidebar.
Okay, excellent. So, thanks.
And, you know, of course, as I said in the original podcast here, you know, if you don't know about the Channel 9 PDC site, you probably aren't listening to this in the first place.
True. Well, good point. However, you will be able to find this because it's a forum.
Uh-huh.
So podcasts is a new feature that I added for the future as well as just for the PDC.
Okay,
right?
Great.
So people are going to, and ideally what would be really nice would be the ability to have Niners upload their own podcasts. Which is going to be a lot more maintainable than uploading your own videos.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, podcasts are smaller.
Right.
Right. 2 megs, 3 megs, 1 meg. And I just think it would be interesting to have that as the first Niner-driven content addition to Channel 9. When that's going to happen, I don't know. Certainly other product teams at Microsoft would be nice to have some Microsoft people have these little camps of podcasters and just use Channel 9 to have your podcast.
Exactly. I mean, we're actually going to be able to hear these people.
Yeah.
That'd be way cool.
Very cool. You won't have to look at them or look at me or Scoble stumbling around asking questions, you know?
Great. And then one other thing is that last week, Steve Cellini, Jeremy Masner, Jeff Sandquist, and I did .NET Rock Show.
All right.
Which went live yesterday over at .NETRocks.com, Carl Franklin's show.
Okay.
And it's all about PDC and podcasting and things that we're doing and in the whole process. And Jeff was actually sitting in the airport, and Jeremy said that if you want to find out more keys to PDC, listen to the flight announcements behind Jeff as he was sitting in the airport and play them backwards. You'll find something in there.
That's excellent.
Do you believe that?
Could be.
Yeah,
what airport was he in?
He was in the Burbank airport.
Ah,
there we go.
Interesting. Who's that,
all right.
Bill?
Hey, that's Bill, yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
Bill,
I think I better go.
Yeah.
All right, Charles, thanks very much.
Great to talk to you.
All right, take it easy. Leave comments in the forum if you'd like to hear from any particular group, technology, or person presenting at PDC 05, or if you have a specific question about how we go about creating and coordinating such a Geek Fest. Until next time, I'm Michael Lehman, and I'll see you in Los Angeles.